Welcome to Misunderstood Podcast. This is episode 3 in the making. I know we're late. This episode is meant to come out on Friday, but school is killing me. It's killing us all. I'm your co-host, Kumo, and today I'm here with
Tando, as always.
And today we got a guest, as promised. Introduce yourself.
Gents. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me on your podcast. But yeah, my name is Impure and go to school with Gents. It's very nice to be here on your podcast, Gents.
Yeah, I mean, you're the first guest making strides. You see, we're moving forward.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. I think, hey, man, I don't know what to say, guys. Obviously, we all saw each other. Yo, was it this week or last week? I'm losing time.
This week,
right?
Yeah, this week.
Yeah.
We were all back at school. I mean, Tando and I have explicitly said why we hate online school.
Yeah, I don't think online school is the best.
Yeah, online school is how you fail. I just can't, just can't pay attention.
Yeah, it's hard to focus.
Yeah, that's facts. But we're going back to school on Wednesday, apparently.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not sure about this. Hashtag, I don't live alone, but I live alone, if that makes sense. If you live in a black household, you'd understand. You don't live alone, but you live alone. So I need to find all that stuff out. Obviously, Tando and I are boarders, and P-Way doesn't board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, let me start off with the thing that's coming up next week. Actually, yeah, it's going to be a week from when this episode is released. I wanted to ask you guys about this big question, the big V, the 14th of Feb, Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing?
No, I'm not doing anything. It's the day before my birthday, so I'm just going to chill. Birthday and just bloom at home.
Oh, man saying single road.
Yes, sir.
You're not taking anyone. Nah. You're not taking anyone through.
Nah. I feel like, especially like during this COVID thing, there's nothing you can do really. That's like,
yeah, sure.
It's not very enjoyable, to be honest. Compared to like last year without COVID and stuff like that, the things that you could do obviously limited and stuff like that. But, I mean, do what you need to do. That's what I'm saying.
You do you.
Yeah.
What about you, Kumo?
No.
Now, what about you?
I know. Everyone knows me. Everyone knows. I'm all for this nonsense. Pay attention on your books. Relationships will come later in life. You don't have time.
And you know we have a math test the Monday after Valentine's.
Man.
Yeah, so life says books, guy. Look, I don't think I'm opposed or oppose anyone to like being in a relationship, but I just think they take way too much time. Like, out of your day and out of your schedule to, like, actively now have to participate in something that, like, distracts you from you, but also distracts you from, like, your daily goals.
Yeah.
Hey, but Tando, what about you? Let's hear. What are you saying?
What you're doing.
What am I doing? We're coming to boarding on that day, so, and it's not exactly like I can go out, because, hey, COVID and my parents,
hey, not exactly. It's one day, it's not that big. It's just one day.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
Just one day. Day.
One day. Just one day.
We'll see what just the future holds.
The future. This guy is like a week. It's a week from now.
Is it not in the future?
It's around the corner.
No, on Friday.
It's around the corner.
On Friday, you should be knowing. You should be knowing what you're doing with who.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I'll know then.
This guy's being serious. You're not serious.
He's not serious at all.
We'll just see.
Like,
Nami, I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey?
How do you not know?
My G, you're not serious. You are not serious at all.
This man didn't come closer to the mic to say that. You?
It's like people that say, I don't know, I have a math test.
Nah, but only time will tell.
Yeah.
Because now I can't go out, like genuinely.
I mean, it's COVID.
Bro. It's fine. FaceTime. FaceTime.
Oh, that can happen. Yeah, FaceTime. That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
FaceTime, have the balloons in the background. Have the time card in the background.
Man said aesthetic. He wants the full aesthetic.
Exactly.
Room lights, over Wi-Fi. Right? Look,
dim over the Wi-Fi. Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over Wi-Fi has also been killing everything.
Yeah, it has.
It's been bad tiring. I can't even lie. Like, this thing of even, like, calling my parents, it's kind of like, hey, dog, I've been on online the whole day. What do you want now?
You?
Nah, but not in a way of, like, I'm not going to answer. I'll pick up the phone and be like, hello, what she want? But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm literally saying, hey, man, technology's actually just killing me.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be in class. Class is just such a vibe. Like,
yeah, class is nice.
Yo, our class, such a vibe.
Nah, our class is problematic, guys. So I'm gonna fight someone in that class. Uh-huh. Hey, but we don't mention names. You don't mention names. Because then next thing you know,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Nah,
next thing you know,
but in math, it's a vibe. Don't even act.
Yeah.
It's a vibe, but I think it's way too much work. But Ish, I don't want to get into school, man. It's like I'm trying to chill this weekend.
Yeah, school has been tiring,
eating
bro.
Nonsense. I've been eating absolute nonsense. I've been watching Netflix. And the thing that sucks is this weekend I actually wanted to chill, but I've been at National Trials for debating. So I've been compensating with nonsense, it's eating cool. Everything I can buy. Hey,
this man,
it's live.
Your body's gonna break on you. It's gonna collapse.
No, it won't. After basketball, I told myself you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that practice. Yeah, sure. Fitness.
Yeah.
Sports in general is just not it anymore.
Sports just takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time, man.
Yeah, it does. It takes damn time.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I wanted to move on to this Hawaiian thing. I'm just saying, I'm announcing my official retirement from the Premier League. Since Tottenham took a massive L against Liverpool, major L.
Shambles, bro.
And I said, if they lose, I'm retiring. So it's official. I've taken my retirement from the Prem this season. I think Man City will make it all the way.
Yeah, sure.
But if they don't, I don't care because I'm not speaking about the Prem. But before I make my retirement, I just want to say something.
Shut up.
To Mr. Tanda over here.
Shut up.
What happened with United versus Sheffield? Oh, did I not say a big L was coming your way?
Mm. Yeah, Sham, you called it.
That was deep.
United just played hopeless. Hopeless. Poor performance.
Nah, bro. Same thing happens with my team, bro. I support Arsenal. I don't know why I support them. Nah, listen.
Odegaard is good. I'll give your team credit. Your team has some proper players. But as
bro,
a team...
You know what the problem is with Arsenal? Poor. Is that... Against good teams, we do well, we play good. Then we play people like Sheffield, and then we lose 3-0. Like, what happened? Oh, man, come on. Arsenal, man. Disappointment. I don't know why.
You guys lost against Aston Villa today. That was a poor performance.
Did they lose again today?
Yes, bro. 1-0.
I'm not surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Nah. I'm being surprised Arsenal was doing this. They were at the bottom of relegation.
They came back.
They came up. Back. And then they started losing again.
You know, Arsenal, being an Arsenal fan, like, it's just a roller coaster.
See, being an Arsenal fan, it's a lot. It's a lot to do.
No, but also, being a United fan. Oh, guys. That'll give you high blood. Yeah.
See, the problem with United is that they win a lot and then there's just that one game that they lose.
Then
they it goes down from there.
Tando, did I not say this last time? So I'm not crazy.
Dana, the worst part is when you're watching a United game, no offense to the players, but like, when some players have the ball between their feet, you just close your eyes and you're like, tip. When the ball goes over, you're like, okay, now I can watch in peace.
Yeah.
Hey, man, after Tottenham, I haven't watched a single Prem game and I want to keep it like that until the season.
I need Liverpool to win. Like, I need them to win. They've been playing terribly. Like, it's fine. We just need that.
That's what everyone says. But they keep winning.
But we need...
They keep winning.
We need that shooting star to come. We need them to beat City.
Nah, they won't.
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, United playing Everton. So.
Oh. Yeah, United taking another out.
Okay, calm down.
Or whenever they play.
They're playing now, that's
a guarantee. It's a guarantee they're taking. It's a guarantee they are taking a big major.
Actually, it's possible. I'm not going to lie, but you're being disrespectful. Oh, yeah, today. No. Today, turn.
What did you say about Sheffield?
You see there. That there was stupidity playing.
Hey, bro, don't take the lower teams for granted, bro. Sheffield will come and eat you.
Everton is good. Like, that's the problem. Yeah, Everton has such good players.
That's the problem.
Everton has such good players. It's like,
and then they beat the team 3-0.
No, but I wanted Sheffield to do well this season. I'm not gonna lie. Like, cause after how they performed last season, I'm like, Sheffield must come up. Bro, at the bottom for the last 20 what games. I
imagine.
So I never saw that loss coming.
That was a proper performance. But like I said, I've retired from the Prem. So any conversation about the Premier League from now on, when they ask me which team do I support, I don't support it.
That's a cap.
Why? I don't watch it.
Give him 2 weeks, 3 weeks of Tottenham winning. He's going to come back. Guys, I support Tottenham. We're winning. We're third in the league.
He'll be back, definitely.
Then they start losing, and then it's quiet.
Then he's quiet.
When Tottenham started losing, did I not say? I even said on our one group chat, once Tottenham loses a game, it's downhill. They do this to me every season.
You're lost. What?
They win, they win,
after
they win.
After 15 games, you started losing. Poof.
Yeah, after 15 games, they win, they win, they win. Then they decide, actually, you know what? Let's lose. Let's lose for fun. They all start losing. We hit bottom of the league. The manager starts speaking to the press, telling us, actually, no, they're going to do better. It's just a sour time. And then all of a sudden, they want to act like fourth place is good. You know what? I'm tired. It's tiring to be in fourth place forever.
Oh.
Hey, man. But sports is crazy. We'll do what we did last episode where we spoke about sports, because I think there's a couple of things I wanted to discuss. But if have you guys seen the silhouette challenge?
Dangerous.
Yeah, I have. It's mad.
Did you hear about the
reversing of the filter?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's dangerous. That's a madness on its own.
No, I haven't heard about it yet.
So on TikTok, someone adds in the filter so it's red so you can't see properly.
Oh, yeah.
Some person was bored and decided, let me reverse those filter. Now people can just reverse the filter and see everything.
Oh, that's deep, bro.
That's offside.
Long story short, don't take your clothes off on TikTok. Don't.
Ah, man. Ah, poor people, man.
But I also think TikTok's going to become problematic.
It's already starting to become problematic, bro. Just look at all the trends and stuff. It's just, come on, TikTok. TikTok is not that.
Now you can't even sing simple songs, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You know, I was singing the song because in December, there was like a very slowed down version, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm singing the song next to my cousin. He goes, "Hey, dog, why are you singing that song?" I was like, "What's wrong with you?" And he goes, "Hey, have you not seen this challenge?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? This is just a nice song." He shows me the challenge. From that day, I haven't been able to sing the song.
What song? What song did you sing?
Put your head on my shoulder.
This guy.
Oh, my days.
Oh, this guy, man.
Quite lacking. Wait.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't caught. I wasn't caught lacking.
You were lacking.
I just wasn't informed. Like, why am I on TikTok? No, you can take literally. It's literal proof. I don't live on TikTok.
Nah.
Genuine mistake. Now people are on my case saying you can't.
Now you were lacking there. Can't just sing any song these days. You can't.
You have
to double check. Can't just be out
you have to Google the artist's history.
Yeah,
you want to say this artist did something back then. You support his actions, and yo.
Mm-hmm.
Singing
every song that you like these days. Nah, danger. Danger, bro.
Okay, so I want to actually, because you guys mentioned this artist thing, right? So, I was chilling in the kitchen with a couple of people. R. Kelly came on, right?
Yeah.
I'm playing music. And they look at me. And they go like, hey, dog, do you know what you're playing? Right? So I say, yeah, I'm playing music. What do you expect? Nah, you're playing R. Kelly. I was like, are you not allowed to play R. Kelly in public anymore? Is that like the
new... Oh, no, you can't, Shem. No, Shem. You can't.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore.
R. Kelly's
like, been you banned. Can't even just play.
No.
While we're on the topic of music, bro, what do you guys think about Lil Uzi Vert? About the diamond in his forehead and all that?
I have not been watching that. I'm not involved.
I saw it. Hey, I was man. Like, bro, he washes his head, he peels it off same time, bro. Can't wash his face anymore. Because if you think about it, you have soap on your vase lap, right? You're washing towel. And you wiping your face. He gets to his forehead, and then I assume that as soon as he wipes, it will just like come off, peel off, something like that, bro. I don't know.
Isn't that thing like embedded in his head?
Vision. My man went to the Avengers studio and like, I'm the next actor. Set me up.
But didn't Tory Lanez do a similar thing?
Yeah, I don't think he's as real. I don't think he's as real. I think he just like sticked it on. Because I know it was a cross, diamond cross. And then he's like, he got it for like some amount, like some billion, something like that. I think he was just making fun of Uzi, to be honest.
But if people got no chill. No chill in 2021.
Because didn't Uzi say if that thing gets pulled out of his head, he'll die?
If it gets pulled out the wrong way. If they don't take it out properly, then he'll die. Yeah.
So guy literally signed his own death wish.
Man, really for pulled the vision. 24
million, bro. 24 million. Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Just call Thanos, crazy. And it's late.
Yeah, there's even memes with Thanos fighting. And, what?
Yeah. I think. Uzi.
Yeah. Yeah, jokes, man.
Because if I was fighting Uzi, I'd just grab his head.
I would, honestly. Bro. Bro, it's just one person catches Uzi lacking, and it's over, bro. They just take the diamond, and they're gone. That's 24 million, bro. I mean, I'll take it.
Yo.
That's bang.
Yo.
That's a lot of money.
That's a serious amount.
That's it. And bro, you take that 24 million and you bring it this side. Crazy. 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 That's man's crazy.
Man's made millions.
Ooh.
From a rock.
He just has to be caught lacking once. Just once. And it's over. It's over, bro.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a pretty dead thing.
Yeah.
Actually, on this music topic, I want to hear this. Who's the greatest rapper of all time in the new age? Okay, no, let me not say new age. Everyone after Jay-Z and Kanye, because...
To be honest, I'm going to be honest with you, gents. I don't really listen to, like, US music a lot. I prefer listening to like South African Amapiano and stuff like that. So like Lil Uzi Vert and them, don't really listen to them. So
nah, I don't listen to Lil Uzi. I think his music is just noise.
A lot of people come at you for saying that. Lot of people. For saying that it's just noise.
No. But I like will say this to people's faces, like I'm not like a new age old age rapper because there's some hard new age rappers.
Yeah.
But NBA YoungBoy, Lil Uzi Vert, all these guys, noise, active noise.
I feel like, bro, I'll listen to that type of music like here and there, but my main music, South African Amapiano, or I'll listen to people like Nasty C, Casper.
Just South African artists in general.
Yeah, just like in general, yeah.
I listen to everything, Shem.
But my thing about South African music is that it has its waves. Yeah. Like,
I feel like it depends on the artist.
Time,
Depends on the art.
I think it also depends on genre. Because, like, if we look back in time to when AKA, Casper, who else was around? WHP was around, mm-hmm. but he was more of a mentor.
Yo, Dalez, back then.
That's not even that far. It's like 2010. You make it seem like it's years ago.
No, but, like, time has time flies, guy. Remember when we used to jump to jealousy?
That was a vibe, bro. I feel like with South African music, as soon as there's a new genre, everyone jumps to it. So, like, they'll mix amapiano and rap in the same song. So, I don't know, man. I think it's just to get the views, bro. Get the plays. Because not a lot of people listen to our music here. A lot of people are starting to listen to people abroad in, like, US and stuff like that. Unless you're someone like Casper. Who gets plays even if his music is not nice. If Casper were to release a song that's not nice, his fans were still gonna go and play it, and he would still get top 5 on the charts.
Guaranteed. That loyalty. Casper's got loyalty. That loyalty.
Whereas if AKA were to put a trash song, he wouldn't make top 5. He wouldn't.
People are talking about trash songs. AKA dropped the whole trash album in 2020. No one listened to it. No one.
Did he drop an album? To be honest, I didn't even know.
I heard one song. Like, I think it was on TV.
I know there were like scrolling through the channel. Two songs that he dropped. I forgot the names. Those are the only songs I know he dropped on it. Who's this guy? I forgot his name. But I know there were two. I never knew he dropped
a whack album. Who also dropped a whack album? Oh, okay, wait. I don't know if Nasty C's album was whack.
Nah.
But it was poor.
You see what I think about Nasty C's album, right? Nasty C in general, when he doesn't release like an album or a song that people don't really like, I think you have to give it like 6 months. Give it time or something like that. Then it'll start sounding nice. But, like, the album at first, when it released, I didn't like it. And maybe, like, 3 songs I liked, and then the rest I didn't. But now, the more I listen to it, the more I start to like it. Like, the songs that I'm starting to like that I didn't like when he dropped it. But I think he should have dropped the other one. The mixtape that he dropped on Instagram and whatever other platform. I feel like he should have dropped that one just extended the length of the songs. I feel like that album would have done better numbers. Would have done better, bro.
That's how most people feel about
that album. Yeah, that mixtape would have went crazy.
Because it's either a banger immediately or it takes time.
I feel like even with AKA, I wait a year for his music to get nice. For his music to be nice, I wait like a year. Then it starts hitting me.
By that time, he's already released a new song.
Oh man, to be honest, I don't like AKA, bro. I mean, there's songs that I like here and there, but I'll choose a different artist over AKA any day.
Nah, but AKA
fell off.
I think there's two different AKAs. There's AKA before Auto-Tune and there's Auto-Tune AKA.
Yeah.
Like that music, I think the music industry just in general in South Africa is hard.
I feel like AKA doesn't really care because he has a lot of money. Like,
he's at that level.
Yeah, where like, yeah, I can release bad music, but there are those fans that are still going to listen to it. I'm still going to get people to come to my concerts and, yeah, things like that. So, AKA, it's tricky, man. It's tricky.
Oh, man. This is why, to be honest, I don't do music in general anymore. The scenes are dead. Finished. Like, there's no... I think just music in general around the world is practically dying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what it used to be. It's not like where artists make albums. Or artists make music based on them. Like, everyone's making music for TikTok, or somebody's making music for a small group of people. It's kind of like music's pretty dead. Or even it's in like South Africa, people are trying to make music for the new sound.
It's toxicity. Like, Yo, no, you know.
Oh, man.
If you know, you know. Nah, but also music in general, like, it's dying, but then there's those certain genres that always stay nice.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. How much piano's on the way out?
Nah, I don't think
I'm so. Calling it now.
I don't think so. I feel like amapiano will stay, just a different type of amapiano. So it won't be the usual piano and shakers that we hear.
I feel over like the last 2 years,
piano got flipped on its head. Like, you see how when piano first started, it was more of like instrumentals type of music. But now it's moving more into like people putting verses on the amapiano. There's like rap verses on amapiano. So I think it's moving that way until there's another genre that South Africa comes up with, or an artist in South Africa brings.
Okay, all I'm saying is
now I think amapiano will stay.
I'm telling you now, piano's gone.
Or they'll mix it with
the day Kabza the Small makes a bad piano song is the day amapiano will start dying.
No, yes. No, it's on the way out already. Have you seen what Jazzy Q's music is sounding like?
The Zeke.
He's like his hooks are nice, but the rest of the song is horrible. We only listen to get to the hook. No, then everyone says,
"I feel like for like amapiano, what you have to think about is the artist. Different amapiano artists make different sounds. If you get what I mean.
Some are sound based.
Yeah. So there's people like Alpha Cat that makes short music. That's more of like club kind of music, so it's more like jumpy, fast beat kind of amapiano. Whereas people like Gabza and Mapurisa make the
long version.
Yeah, the longer long versions version. And more chilled, almost like a mix of house and the new amapiano.
But Gabza makes bangers. Like if you release an album without at least one banger, amapiano dies that day.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Even Vigo makes. Did you hear Vigo's new album, bro? I don't think amapiano will die soon. Nah. I think it will take some time.
A year and a half.
Nah. It's out.
Think about it, people like look at Casper. Look at how Casper went from rap and moved. He literally did a whole shift to amapiano between 2018 and 2020. Between and that, he was not making rap music. He was making amapiano. Then other artists started to follow it and making amapiano. Then everyone had Casper on his amapiano song. I mean, nah, bro. Amapiano's not dying soon.
Look at Casper. He almost killed his career because of amapiano, right? It's been... So, I'm going to say it's been... a year and a half, because I think amapiano was on the rise in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
June 2019. So it's been a year and a half, right? I think there's no ways it will last until December. I think there's definitely... I think we'll definitely see a resurgence of things like house.
Okay, house, yeah. Maybe, but I don't think the change will be...
Piano, it will be out this December.
Piano is going to be hectic this December. Because if you think about it, this December, COVID, hopefully, will be fully gone. As in, everything's open. And by the time we hit September, everything's free. And, like, we're back to normal. Mid-year. The time December comes, December New Year's is going to be so hectic. Because remember, New Year's, you weren't allowed to go out. Which means people have... What you must realize about South Africans. South Africans will save that same energy from 2020 and bring it to 2021 December.
South Africans are
2021 31st. So, yeah. I don't think it will die this year. Maybe next year. Depending on maybe if a new artist comes. If a new artist comes, or if someone like Mapurisa, Gabza, or Casper... decide to make, like, let's say they make a different song with a different type of sound. Maybe then amapiano will shift, but I don't think that it's just gonna be like abrupt, like, and just stop like this year. Maybe mid-year next year, sorry. Maybe mid-year next year, maybe. Yeah, South Africans have gotten used to amapiano.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Piano will die after this December. Yeah,
because think about it. If you look at amapiano and rap in South Africa, there's a huge difference. There's a huge... I mean, look at concerts and things like that. As soon as someone hears Fagu Dupe is coming, tickets are sold out. Gabza is coming, tickets are sold out. I mean, compared to like people like, obviously Nasty C is a top level rapper in South Africa, but people like Lucas Raps, he's not gonna sell tickets like amapiano people, because that's just how South Africans dance and stuff like that. It's the amapiano type of dance. That's if you look at videos of people going out, exactly, you always hear amapiano. You rarely hear rap. That's why even Nasty C is trying to leave, because his market is just not in South Africa. Whereas Gabza, if Gabza were to leave, not a very good idea, because his market is here in South Africa, or here in Africa, to make it sound better. But yeah, I feel like amapiano won't die. The sound will just change. But yeah, I mean, we'll see.
I think that's what Elaine did. Elaine released a song. Everyone is like, yo, dip to California.
Yeah.
No, but that's because she's in a different market, and I think she has the voice.
That's what I'm trying to say.
She has the ability to package.
That's why the artists that see the market isn't there for them are leaving the country.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that amapiano, the market is in South Africa or Africa, whereas rap, you don't really find rap in South Africa. You find rap maybe in like, maybe a place like Nigeria. Rap is of a higher quality there in terms of people selling there. I mean, you see people like Casper and all these artists. During the 31st, they didn't wait for people this side. They left, I forgot where they went. I think they went to Tanzania. They left and they performed there, because they know that, yeah, shut down. And even if it was open, I feel like there's only a few amount of artists that would sell tickets, and not all artists would sell tickets as much as they would like to. So I think it's one of those things where we have to wait and see what happens, and then we take it from there.
Yeah, that's true. But if you think of like the evolution of music, right? And we can look at, look at the last 10 years, right?
Yeah.
We saw house on the rise. We saw rap on the rise.
Piano on the rise.
And we saw amapiano on the rise.
You forgot about Gom.
Yeah. Gom came on the rise, no, but you see,
that Gom came for a year and left.
New sounds.
Yeah, it left
new
early,
sounds
bro.
Always leave.
Gom came for a year.
New sounds always leave. The rap, like, it's literally proven. New sounds leave.
It's
the same thing that happened with auto-tune.
Rap is like forever, bro. Rap is something that won't leave. But I feel like amapiano is discredited. It's gonna take some time for amapiano to leave.
Unless someone makes one of those genres that, like,
exactly, that's what I'm saying. But for them to make a better sound, what people don't realize is that they're gonna take the sound from either rap, amapiano, or house. And in the state that we're living in right now, they will definitely take from house and amapiano, because that's just where the market is right now. So they're gonna go mix house and mix amapiano so that they can get the numbers they want to get. I feel like that's just the best move. But as I said, we're gonna have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's facts. I guess it is. I guess it's the waiting game. It is like it's gang. But yeah. I wanted to talk about something. I mean, actually, yeah. Let's talk about. So I wanted to talk about South Africa, right? Yeah. And I wanted to talk about it in terms of like the informal industry. And I think some parts of you being here might help this question, right? So I'm gonna give you like a breakdown of what I see South Africa is,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell me on your perspective like what you think would happen, because like, I think, firstly, South Africa has, or let me say South Africa and a wider Africa community has a lot of potential to be in the uninformal industry, right? Which looks at like things like YouTube, podcasting,
yeah, I know, yeah,
TV, and all that other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, do you think that uninformal industry needs like a catalyst or someone to lead it, or do you think it's something that's going to splurge up, like, yeah, but it's going to just happen overnight?
Yeah, so I was listening to No Chill God, right? And like, he's like an influencer, yeah. He makes memes and stuff.
Oh, that
like
guy.
That. Yeah, that
he's
guy.
So funny.
So like, that guy.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that his market is not there. Because the thing is, with South African YouTubers, we don't know about YouTube being this big. I mean, you see a few people on YouTube, but then you also went to the point of, yeah, data and Wi-Fi is not like in America and places where they get like free Wi-Fi wherever they roam and stuff like that. And also to the point where his market is Americans, because South Africans are not going to come here, and a lot of South Africans don't watch South African content, which is sad. Whereas in places like America, you have people watching American content. So I feel like it will take time for YouTube to really pop in South Africa. The YouTube channels that really pop in South Africa is channels that do like these hip hop channels that basically like they'll take artists and like see like how their lifestyle, the amount of money they're making and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's also people that vlog, but if you look at the subscribers compared to American subscribers, you see the growth, and the growth is an issue. The growth rate in South Africa is very low compared to other places around the world. So it's very hard for a South African YouTuber to actually pop in within the South African category.
Like,
The
main problem with it is that the ability for you to watch YouTube isn't there, because most of the data that some people have goes to online school.
Yeah.
So the infrastructure for YouTube to be big in South Africa is not there.
Yeah, and I feel like, in general, not even with people like our age or people in school like that. I mean, people at work, a lot of people struggle with data. Someone will buy like 100 MBs. You're not going to watch a YouTube video with 100 MBs. Americans have free Wi-Fi in specific areas where they can just sit down and watch. But us here, our internet is also slow. You're going to pay a lot of money to get fast internet. And I feel like it comes down to the point where, how serious are you about YouTube? How much do you actually want to watch South African content? Are you going to use your data to watch South African content? Or are you going to use your data to watch American content? So it's all up to how you think about it. And yeah,
but the South African market is very
limited for the YouTubers. And yeah, that's just a thought that you have to think about. And yeah, as I said before, it's going to take a while for YouTube to pop in South Africa. Even all these other places, if you look at influencers in South Africa compared to people overseas, you just see in the followers, and you see in the interaction. You see, the problem with a lot of South Africans is when they watch YouTube, they subscribe to someone, but they don't watch again. They watch one video, they subscribe, and they watch it, and they don't watch again. So one of your videos will pop, and then from there it goes down. You can be making the best content, but you have a lot of subscribers, but it's all about how interactive your subscribers are. Do they actually want to watch your content? Are they there just because they saw a video, then they're like, okay, I'm gonna come back, let me subscribe so I remember the person?
Then they never come back. Also, the one YouTube channel that's been doing well in South Africa is The Boys RSA. Like,
yeah, I know, The Boys are popping, bro. I feel like because The Boys are doing things like, you see, like in America, that's the things that The Boys RSA are doing. Now, that's content that South Africa rarely sees. We see things like vlogging, or we see hip-hop, lifestyle, but the way they're doing it, they're approaching the essay content with the essay catalog with different type of content. They're doing things that South Africans don't do. And that's why I like someone like No Chill God. He's like, he's someone that does something that no one else does.
But he's so funny. He's so funny.
Do you know how fast he popped? Because people in America saw it. And that, I heard, because he was on a live with Manta Main, USA reaction. He reacts to videos. So they were on a live, and he was saying that he gets, the reason why he gets his views from South Africa is because people like Cardi B are trending. So he'll look, see what's trending, and be like, okay, Cardi B just said this and this. Everyone is going at it. It's trending like number one. Then he'll pop and he'll make a video. Then as soon as someone searches Cardi B, No Chill will be there.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, in South Africa, it's very hard to do that because our things don't last for long. Something comes and then it goes. Then it comes again. Then nothing comes and then nothing. And then, so it's really hard to try and get subscribers in South Africa. Unless, of course, you know people that are willing to actually subscribe and watch your thing, your content. That's the worst thing about YouTube, is that people subscribe to your channel but never watch your content again. So you'll have a video that has 10,000 views. Come back to your other videos, they have 50 views, 30 views, 20 views. And yeah, that's the problem with YouTube in general.
You just need people to come and watch your stuff. That's like the main thing. And with people not being able to have data and Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because if you look at like Twitter, for me personally, in some categories, I feel like Twitter does better than YouTube in South Africa. Because Twitter charges less data.
That's fact.
Twitter charges less data. Because if you look at, you must look at South African content makers. They post on Twitter, they get 5 million views. They post on YouTube, they get 250,000 views. And you see the difference because Facebook or Twitter, they charge less in terms of data usage. So it's easier. You can go offline. You can compare to YouTube. And the problem with YouTube is what people don't understand, especially in South Africa with the data problems that we have, is that no one wants to watch YouTube in bad quality. No one wants to put in 144. Everyone wants to put it in like 1080p because they want to see it at the best. And now content makers are buying new cameras to film YouTube videos in 4K when people are watching in 144 because they just don't have the data to be able to go up to 4K or even 1080p or even 480p because that chows a lot of data. So yeah, it's YouTube in South Africa is very tricky, very tricky.
But do you guys think, because like I personally believe that it's going to be like a group that will break through and like put South Africa on the map.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But do you guys believe it's like a group, or do you think it's like it's going to be like one individual?
No.
Because I'm debating whether it's going to be one person or it's going to be a group.
Most likely a group, because if you look at someone like, okay, I'm gonna go back to No Chill God because he's popping right now, but he doesn't want to stay in South Africa because his market is not there. He wants to go to America. So personally, I think it's going to be a group, like someone like The Boys RSA, if they choose to stay in South Africa. That's the problem with South Africans. A lot of them don't want to stay in South Africa unless they're older, but people between like 18 and 30, most of them, or even before that, let's say from our age until 30, most of them want to leave South Africa as soon as possible because the market there is better, especially in terms of music. If you're going to do things like rapping music, you're going to get a lot of views on YouTube compared to here in South Africa, because they're going to go and listen to your snippets on Twitter because they don't have the time to watch your six minutes of you rapping,
chowing but it also, down, and then they end up not liking it. It depends, because with the group dynamic, that can blow up. But it depends on what you do as an individual. Because there's some individual channels that do well. Not necessarily in South Africa, but it's because of the content they make and how they make their content.
But the thing is, what you must remember is that the content is very difficult. I mean, for a group, it's easier to make content in a group.
Yeah, true.
Than when you go out. And also, I think the biggest thing in South Africa is, even in YouTube in general, but mainly in South Africa, is age. Because look at people from our age group onwards that are still in school. They want to make YouTube videos, but they can't because of school. So that really affects them. Then they have to wait until after school or after university, and then they wait a really long time. So, man,
you know, the boys RSA are like a year or two above us. Like, they're not that old.
They
swear they're like 17, a year above us.
Yeah, they are around 17. But it's all about your content. You make one video, it pops, and if your subscribers stay, that's great.
That's when the wine problem. Is blowing if up, they don't you still stay, need to post then so they can watch more and get them hooked.
That's the thing, because I watch people like Skits by Spare, Leon Kumere. These gents are South African, right? And they make South African content. Very good South African content. But the thing is, they make in different languages, sometimes English, sometimes Urdu, and stuff like that. But I feel like that type of content is not for South Africa. Because they make funny content, like they make skits. That's what they do. That's only a percentage of South Africans. Because what people don't realize is that a lot of South Africans are young. They want to watch people like the Boys RSA because of the content they film. They're going to go out and prank random people because that's their content. And people want to watch that. People want to watch them, their phones getting stolen, all these funny things. And I feel like the market is very small for other YouTubers to pop. I think it's depending on your channel. And I mean, you have to have at least one good video that pops. One good video, and you need to have, I feel like you need to have more than at least 10 videos. They don't all have to pop, but people need to be able to, after watching that video, like, okay, I like this guy's content. Let me go watch another video. Then they go and watch, they end up binge watching your videos.
Yeah, so you get more views.
But now, if you post one video, it pops, you get 50,000. No one's going to subscribe because you don't have any other content. Even if people do subscribe, they're going to forget because they're not going to put on their post notifications. They're going to see it once in a while. They're not going to tune in. But as soon as they start knowing your content, they're going to start liking it more. While if they like it, they're going to start coming back and coming back. They're going to share it. You get shares, you get plays, you get views. And I feel like you just have to look at the algorithm and kind of beat it. Just look at what's trending. And so if like Casper's trending, like I saw that, I think Casper bought a new car, the Rolls Royce. And like if you look at something like that, go for that. Make a video about basically saying if Casper actually bought this car, you do some research, because that's what people are gonna search. They're gonna say, did Casper actually buy a Rolls Royce? Did Casper actually buy a Bentley? What does Casper's house look like? Now, if you have videos like that, your channel's going to pop because they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to get information from you. Let me subscribe. Because there's a channel that I watch. I forgot the name, but it's something like Hip Hop, something like that. Hip Hop Essay, something like that, where I find all these things. So I'll find videos of like...
Oh, you mean like an information YouTube channel?
Exactly. but specifically for music or specifically for so and so. So that's what people want to see. If they see a snippet by Nasty C, people want to search it. I mean, when Easy, just before Easy released the snippets of him in the studio, there was a channel that got crazy amount of views. Now, if he had more content like that, his channel would be booming now. But now he has different type of content. People don't want to watch it. People just want to watch Easy. Then they go into a channel, they see content not nice. And also, with South Africans, I think it's also a problem of money. I feel like money is also lacking because...
Money.
The problem is, for you to catch someone's attention, I feel like video quality is not what you really need. Like, it's not the primary factor, which what South Africans think. They want to go buy 8,000 rand camera. They use it, but they're not getting the views. That's because the audio is bad. Now, if you have... Because, personally, I'd rather watch something with terrible quality, video quality, with very good audio, rather than watch very bad audio with great video quality. But that's just how I am. I feel like that's better because I can listen to the person. But now, if I can't hear the person nicely, if it's like a lot of noise and it's not clear, I'm not gonna watch it. Not at all. Yeah, man.
I think one thing though, I think like people saying that the audience isn't in South Africa, right? I get that argument and I get the conversation, but I just think it's a lack of marketing on the South African front. Because if we look at places like the UK in terms of the YouTube scene, they weren't put on until a couple years ago. I mean, yes, there's a couple of them that were like, we can say like, yeah, they were there. They were the catalysts. They were the front leaders. But I think South Africa kind of needs to do the same thing. I think the problem is that we've kind of built this preemptive thing of like, if I want to make content, I have to leave the country. And we're unable to make our, how do I say this without sounding crazy?
Mm-hmm.
We struggle to make our content, we struggle to make our culture a world culture because South Africa is so diverse. And it seems like we've been unable to like market our culture like further for different people. Because if we think about it, if you're only selling to a South African audience, you're only going to get 100,000 people. But if you sell to a world audience while keeping to your South African culture or whatever you deem is your South African culture before somebody says, what the hell is South African culture? I think there's an argument to be made for those individuals, for them to be like, all right, we see you.
Nah.
Because too many people are just, I'm like, all right, I'm going
to
just leave.
I don't think marketing is an issue. I'll go back to the fact where I say YouTube is just not for South Africa. Well, not for South Africa, but that's just not the market in South Africa. Whether you make it appealing to everyone else, it's about... Will the people stay? Do we have a loyal subscribers compared to people like in America? Because that's the problem with South Africa. Subscribers here in South Africa are not that loyal. So you'll have like 100,000 subscribers, but you only get 5,000 views. You see? Because the other 95,000 are subscribed, but they weren't really interested in your content. They were interested in that one video. They're like, I'll subscribe, I'll watch his other videos.
No, but also, yeah, it's a mixture of both. Like, marketing and the lack of a market. Like, I get what both of you are saying. But let's be honest. How often do you catch someone marketing their own videos? Like, I don't see that often, to be honest.
No, but that's because we've created the stigma that if you market your own videos, you're kind of thirsty to go overseas. Like think about I'm gonna give an example, right? So if you followed Unfiltered Podcast through Karma, through Misunderstood, right? Those transitions in terms of what they are and where they used to be and who they were selling to, you can kind of see like each different moment or each step in its lifetime, we've almost been have to take a step back and be like, all right, we need to look at this at its complete form and understand what it is, right? Because if we go back to things like Unfiltered Podcast, Unfiltered was averaging anywhere between, I'm going to say, 75 views to 200 views, right? That was the bare average. We then stepped onto like Karma, which was social issues, social awareness. We marketed that thing extremely well. Like, it was kind of like, this episode is going to drop on this day, part one of this episode. This episode is going to drop on this day, part two of this episode, right? And you can see that marketing was a lot more active, right? So that's when we started averaging an average of like 120 views flat. It wasn't even a question. It was kind of like, it's going up, it's going up. And then you'd see like a spike. You would see like the 220, you'll see like the 250s. So you start to see, okay, I'm picking up what we're doing. Where if you look at Misunderstood, it's not like we haven't marketed it, but we haven't like actively pushed a market onto, we haven't pushed the market onto people yet, because we're still finding out like who's that demographic, what are we trying to push, where are we? Because it's like we're trialing and erroring, and through our trials we've been able to be like, oh, all right, so that's what's working, that's what isn't working. But most of the time it's due to the fact that we've either marketed correctly, or we just didn't market at all. And you can see that when you sell to a South African demographic, you're not going to get far, which is why I always say, if you were to ask me about anything I liked, I would want to start up, or anything that is like full on truth. And I always say with the boys RSA, the reason why they aren't as big as they should be is because they refuse to market their brand. It's not something that's hard. It's kind of like saying, like, think about it. The Boys RSA is one of the most known YouTube groups between the people who watch YouTube in South Africa. If you watch YouTube in South Africa and somebody says the Boys RSA, you would have heard of them once, or you would have seen a snippet of their video once. But what do they lack? They lack the ability to actively be a brand which you can pick out. Like, the Boys RSA is only known through YouTube and isn't known as a brand. And that's what we lack mostly in South Africa. Like, we all know the name AKA, not for the fact that we know his music, but for the fact that we know who the AKA brand is. It's like, that's always been what South Africa is about. It's about the marketing of,
because like, of it. Even for my podcast, bro, when I release an episode, I push, bro. I market. I don't care what anyone says. You can tell me that I'm forcing things, but I will market until I see the views I want. Because I feel like when you're an early podcast, you have to find the things that you're going to talk about, because a lot of people might not like it. That's where it comes to the fact where you get things like where the plays are different to, I forgot the name, but people don't stick more than a minute because of because I feel like they will, even when it comes to things like audio and stuff, you will lose a lot of views, a lot of plays on audio, especially for a podcast. Because if someone starts your podcast and the audio is not clear, they're going to click out. It's over. Because they want something that they can go, switch off their phone, and just listen to in the background. You see, now with bad audio, they're going to struggle to do it. After 2 minutes, they're going to say like, nah, I can't. The content is there, but he's just lacking a few things. The audio is not there, and I feel like once you have your topic, run with it. Don't waste time on saying, is this the right topic? No. Take the topic, run with it, and see what happens. See the plays. Look at the plays from your previous one, and look at the plays now.
So trial and error it.
Exactly. But I feel like with the podcast, sorry, bro. I feel like with the podcast, you have to like speak about like what you want to speak, because you will have those people that want to listen to that topic. don't go and talk about sports when you don't like sports. Don't go and talk about politics when you don't want to talk about politics. Just because sports and politics are getting views doesn't mean you must now stop. Okay, I'm going to go speak about those two things. I'm going to stop speaking about the culture in South Africa. I'm going to stop speaking about how South Africa is and all those type of things. But now you want to go to where things are popping and not enjoy it. And that it comes to the point where you end up posting like once in a year. Because my first episode was an episode about sports. And the views I got compared to the one that I released last year, late last year, were different because of the things that I was talking about. And I feel like you have to choose a topic very wisely. Choose a topic you know, a topic you understand, a topic that people can relate to. Don't choose a topic that you don't know what you speak about. 5 minutes in, you blank. There's nothing to say.
Speak about things that you know about. Because when you try and speak about things you don't know about, that's when it gets complicated.
Think about something that you can speak about for more than an hour. Go for that, Mark. If you can speak about a topic for more than an hour, go with that topic. Don't go with the topic that you're going to speak about for 20 minutes. And then not enjoy it, and then your viewers are not going to enjoy it.
You know, actually, like, you know, the thing is that I always say, so I always look at, like, the... I always say, like, this podcast was kind of created due to the fact that we used to do that every single episode. It was kind of like, in essence, it was like, as much as the numbers were booming, you could feel we weren't happy. Like, it was social awareness, social awareness. At some point, we were like, actually, you know what? Stop the social awareness. We're not aware of anything. But I think it was like, it's like, that stuff, it's like, that's what I always say about the informal industry is like, we almost need to start looking for the people who just love what they do over everything else. Like, I know out of conversations that Tando and I have had over the smaller things, and I don't want to give too much away because I don't know, like, because we've had the conversation, but it was like, and we can speak about it after the podcast. I mean, we had a conversation at the back end of last year, probably August, September, October, between those 3 months, right? Similar conversation about potentially building a YouTube group, almost similar to the Boys RSA, but finding what it was good at, finding what it was different at, and finding its sound.
Yeah, right? Even me and my friends try to do that. I feel like it's difficult to find the content, especially like, as I was saying, like us, we have school during the week, and then come the weekend, we have to find a space to do that. And I feel like groups that are starting, it's very hard to start now during COVID, because there's nothing really you can do. While you can do a lot, but it's limited. So that's where people that it's like one person groups come in, where they can go and do a reaction and unboxing and do that and get views, because they don't have to go and do all these extraordinary things. Whereas if things were open, that's where the Boys RSA shine. But they will still get views now because they are who they are. If you get what I mean. It goes down to that point. If you're not known, and during this time you're not able to go do the content that you want to, or that you did in the previous video, you are not going to get the views that you want to get, or the views that you got previously. Whereas people like the Boys RSA, they are known for their content. No one's going to stop watching the Boys RSA just because they started doing reactions, or they started doing smash and pass in like in the crib and stuff like that. They are known brand.
I also think what do you call it? It's also like, because I know exactly what Tando is going to say about clout. I always say two things about clout. I think one, it's just what clout has shown, or I don't even like to call it clout, or even being a public influencer, because you're not influencing Nick's. but But what I've seen is that people that grow have been able to almost break out of the shell of their friendship group. And it's like the smaller things. It's like being able to like just do your stuff and do it not for you. Like do it not to impress people, but do it for you. So it's like over time, it's kind of like finding those things or finding those like motivations. Because it's like some people feel unmotivated. Like the conversation about everyone or someone wanting to be a YouTuber has been had in probably every private school in South Africa, every independent school. There's been one white kid who said, you know what, I'm going to be the next ninja. But then he found out that actually school takes up too much time.
I feel like especially in South Africa, it's very hard to start a YouTube channel, especially when you're young, because the market that we do have currently for YouTube is not the market that people our age are looking for, the market that we want to do. I feel like it's easier.
Oh, I know what you mean.
When you start getting like 17 and above, because there's specific things that you can start doing where at our age we can't do because we are limited in maybe places we can go. That's why people that are like 18 above, because they go to like clubs and things and they vlog it and they get views. Whereas now I'm gonna go do a reaction. And what I've realized is that being a reaction channel in South Africa is very hard, because a lot of people in South Africa don't want to see reactions unless you're big, unless you're someone like Mansamane, where he's from South Africa, but most of his views are coming from, I mean, he's from the USA, most of his views are coming from South Africa.
Oh, that guy, the one who...
known. He already, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen a couple of his videos.
Yeah, he reacts to like Amapiano and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, he reacted to Amapiano, Guicho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I'm the same person.
All these, and there is, if you look at his channel now, you
and Schoolboy Rugby here in South Africa.
Yes, yes.
It's South African content mostly, by an American person. That's what it is.
Exactly, because that's where his channel is. All his views are coming from South Africans. When he looks at his views, he sees, okay, in South Africa, I'm booming. In America, it's not what I want it to be. But that's also because when I put out a reaction, his views are coming from South African. That's why he makes a lot of South African content, where he will react to things like people like Casper, Anati, Nasty C, and all these things. Or he'll do, like, on his vlog channel, he'll do things where he eats African food, African delicacies, compared to what he does. I mean, yeah, he reacts to people like Lil Uzi, but if you look at his views, I feel like the South Africans interact with him more with the South African content compared to how the Americans interact with him. Maybe he might be getting more views, but the interaction is very low compared to the two of them. So, I mean,
I think that's also just to prove, like, if you love what you're doing, it's bound to be caught.
Yeah, someone. Go for it, bro.
I also think, like, the conversation about, like, starting YouTube in school, right?
Mm.
I'm gassed and I'm always all for it. But the one thing I said, and I think I said this in one of the meetings where I was talking about this group thing, and you can ask Tando, I always say this before we start any new project or before we say, actually what we're going to do, is kind of like I always say, my heart has to be in it before my mind is in it. So when I think of it, if my heart's not going to go, look, I love that thing and I can do it at like an obscure time, or I can do it
you have
when
to feel
I've
it.
Got free time,
if you don't feel it, it's
like,
dead.
I can invest. Yeah. It's like you have to feel it.
Yeah,
or,
like,
because if you don't feel dead. it literally comes across as it's false.
I stopped the YouTube thing, bro. I feel like, because I was doing reactions and the views are not there because there's nothing else I can do. Because we are limited, obviously. And I moved to podcasts. It's just easier because you sit down, you make a podcast, you speak about what you actually want to speak about. You don't just go to a market that's being seen, that's being viewed in South Africa. Whereas on a podcast, you can just go speak about anything and just like enjoy.
Yeah.
So I feel like choose your content. Choose what you want to do, how you feel about it. Do you want to make content for other people? Do you want to make visual content? Do you want to make audio content? How do you want your content to go out? Do you want it to go out in the form of where people can just put their phone down, listen, just chill, understand what you're saying, relate to it? Or do you want people to be focused, watch it on their phones, on the TV, on the laptops? So I think it comes down to that point of what type of content you're making. Are you making reactions? Are you making vlogs? Because vlogs pop more in South Africa than things like reaction channels and all that. And also videos like traditional...
I don't got vlogging at school though. That's why vlogs are impractical for our age.
That's the thing.
Nah.
No, they're practical, but like...
pull out your camera.
Not in South Africa.
Pull out your camera.
Nah, look at South African...
Yes, you can.
Look at South African vloggers. Have you ever seen a South African... Well, obviously there are, but it's very difficult because the market is just not in school vloggers in South Africa. America, yes, sure. But in South Africa, you hardly see school vloggers. Or when you see it, it's like a vlog once in a while, like once a month type of thing. It's not like in America where they vlog, where they actually vlog. Whereas South Africa, vloggers in school are not really vloggers in school. They're going to be doing things like back to school, book.
No, but I think about it like this. We go to probably one of the most, I must say the most, okay, let me word this correctly before somebody says, we go to one of the, actually no, I'm going to say it straight. We go to one of those schools, right, that you can literally vlog your everyday to day life. And I swear, you'll be able to make good content at the end of the week. Obviously now during COVID, right, there's the argument to be had that no, you can't. But think about how many times you've come off, think about how many mornings you've woken up on a Saturday, you've gone to sports, you did war cries, you went to lunch with your friends, you did a whole weekend. That's something that easily could be put in. I just think is that it's also about that active effort. Like I could never vlog my life because pulling out my camera every 2 minutes would annoy me. Because I'd feel like I'm not actively interacting with my social, not being able to interact with my social circles properly because there's always a camera in their face.
By midday, the camera's dead. Camera is dead.
You see, for me, I don't really mind the vlogging part. The part I mind is the school vlogging. I don't think I would ever school vlog. Maybe when I'm out of school, I'll vlog. But, I mean, just... pulling out your camera at school, it just, yeah, man.
But don't forget.
You're not going to speak to your friends like how you usually do in school compared to like outside.
Yeah, you're going to look like an idiot.
Exactly. When you're outside, you're like going to malls and you're vlogging. It's hype. It's more hype. Whereas at school, people are just trying to get to class. And you're trying to pull out your camera and vlog where people want to do their own thing.
But also, schools don't allow people to do things in school uniform. You can't film a TikTok in school uniform. I know because it happened last year and a guy, the school told him, take that down.
No, but that's only if the school, like, somebody reports it. And there's so many ways around it. Like, you don't, it's not something that's so hard. And I think if a school is being iffy, they can't really tell you what you can and cannot.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, right, let's say you vlog, right, and the school has a problem with it. Now, that's your best video. I mean, you're getting crazy views. For you to have to take that down because they have specific rights to where you can't publicly make a video in your school uniform and stuff like that. And now you've lost that. And then what? You see, that discourages you.
Because I said two things. I said, think about how many times the school has put you on a school post for Instagram or something without your permission. You can literally give that same argument. It's just about, like I said, it's literally just about understanding what you're doing and how you're doing it and who you're doing it for. Because most of the time the school says, please don't do this, it's in the bad image of our name, is when you use it. You use it to show a bad image. If you're showing a war cry practice, or you're showing people in a mosh pit, the school can't tell you anything. It's your identity. It's a part of what you are. It's a part of who you are. And if they're allowed to actively use that image and you aren't, then that's an issue. But I think it's a more deeper thing. And I do get where schools come from of like, okay, I don't use our image and everything. But I think there's a lot of conversation to have about like how much freedom are you given in these places. But like I said, just vlogging in general at a South African school, you would look like an idiot. Putting a camera in someone's face. Yeah. It just wouldn't make
it. It would break after 30 minutes. Let's not even act. If I walk into a class and a guy has a camera in my face, I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
I feel like it's different. As I said before, the market is just not there for South African school vloggers compared to places like America. Because in places like America, a lot of people want to be like, they want to vlog. So like, if you pull a camera in front of them, they're going to be like, I bet. Let's vlog, bro. Whereas here in South Africa, you get those people that are like, hey, Wena, what are you doing? Kind of a thing. They're like, But I mean, it all depends on you, man. If you want to vlog, try it.
Don't get cancelled.
I think it's about how you...
Don't get your friends cancelled.
I think it's also about... Yeah, that's the problem. You record one wrong thing, you forget to edit it out, it's chai, bro.
Some people say.
I feel like you have to be brave to do it. Well, not in the sense of being brave, but you have to like kind of understand what you are doing and what not to do, which kind of takes the fun out of it. Whereas people where they vlog outside, they can do it whatever they want to do, as long as it's legal, of course. But they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want to do without like a teacher coming and saying like, hey, don't do that, so and so. It's not in the school policies. In the school policies, it says you can't do this. And the school policies say you can't do this, which limits you to be able to do certain things.
Yeah. I get the chat about like it become demotivating. But I think, yo, guys, we need to cut this recording.
Yeah, it's getting long.
I think, firstly, actually, this is a solid episode again. Ha, we still haven't flopped.
Of course.
Episode 3. You still haven't flopped. We're 3 weeks in. If you've made it this far, I mean, what can I say except for thank you. Look, I think we'll get into the videos. Like, we'll start doing YouTube and putting us on YouTube and stuff and putting it back on Instagram. But those are conversations to be had and conversations I'm not looking to have anytime soon.
To be honest, for me, I wouldn't put my podcast on Instagram yet. And I'll tell you about the truth. Like, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. In my opinion, there's just no money in it. In the sense of... You're not getting anything money. Back. You see what I mean? Whereas you can see... On Instagram, people are going to watch your things. You're going to get a lot of views. Right? But then it comes back to the point of, okay, you got a lot of views, but then how do you move forward? How are you going to be able to get mics? How are you going to be able to get camera equipment to produce the best type of quality?
Oh, I get it.
Compared to...
Yeah. I see that.
Because you're not able to upgrade your studio and stuff unless you ask your parents. And that's just something you don't really want to do. You want to do it on your own. You want to be able to go and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm going to go buy myself some cameras. I'm going to go buy myself some mics. Because I want to upgrade my studio, or you want to create a studio. So I feel like I would only do that once I've reached a certain amount of views I want to get. And then I'll start posting clips on YouTube and stuff like that. Because what you forget about YouTube is that you can get a lot of views. You can get 50,000 views. But without you being monetized, what are you going to do with those views? You're going to celebrate. You're going to post it on your Instagram. But how do you move forward with knowing you're not able to afford a mic, knowing you're not able to afford mic stands and all that? You're not going to be able to develop your podcast, and that will end up discouraging you. Then you'll go back to the fact of, okay, I'm not posting on YouTube, I'm not going to post on Instagram, and you lose views again. So personally, I'm just sticking with the whole podcast and like Apple Podcasts and stuff until I've grown, and then market to YouTube, and then once you've reached that monetization point on YouTube, then start doing it. I mean, it's not that I'm saying that it's about the money, but what I'm trying to say is that you're gonna need the money to be able to develop your podcast. You don't wanna always record on your laptop, like with your laptop mic. You wanna use your laptop mic, you don't use a phone mic all the time. You wanna be able to have a studio where you have proper lighting, you have proper mics, you able to sit down on a proper table together and be able to chat, knowing that this is a space that you can enjoy, knowing that this is what you did. So, but I feel like it's a personal opinion. Either way, you will grow, but at a slower rate. You won't be able to get the thing that you want to get. While you will, but slower.
I think this is actually a good point to end on. Like this topic. I think one of those things I said was, I've come to understand some parts of Instagram marketing, and I think I've found, like, this is general advice for anyone who would ever do like anything social media related, YouTube, podcasting. I think one thing I've learned over the last, been at this thing for a while, almost 2 years, is that one, it's about learning what your audience is, learning who your audience is, learning how to get across to your audience. Yeah. And I always say, like, YouTube has never been the be all and end all for me. It's kind of like I've understood that the demographic that I sell to, which is the, or that Tando and I have sold to, is that it's kind of the demographic of young people, people who like to visualize
this. It's just the people that want to sit back and just listen to something without having to actually interact with it.
Yeah, like not, it's like, it's not hard, it's not, it's easy. So like, it's like learning those smaller things, like learning that they like the visualization of conversations, they like seeing faces, they interact more when it's different individuals, they interact more when it's not something so serious. But I think, this episode's been hard. This episode's gone in. Simpiwe, thanks for being here, G. I mean, I know we sent you a message 3 hours before this thing.
Now I'm happy to be here.
Obviously, gents. School crazy.
I enjoyed my time. Thank you for inviting me, gents. I feel like this was a very great podcast. Tune in next time for these gents. And enjoy the rest of their content.
Dango.
Alright, you wanna say anything you wanna say your last words before we tell you actually?
Nah, gents, just like
you wanna promote Nick.
Just
you wanna promote something.
Oh, if you wanna go listen to my podcast, gents. It's called Outside Thoughts. If you wanna just tune in, podcast episode coming soon. And I feel like, gents, if you wanna approach the target that you want to do, just do it. Like, if you want to be a YouTuber, do it. If you want to make podcasts, do it. I mean, that's what we did. We just said, like, want to make podcasts, and we did it. So tune into my podcast, and that's it for me.
I'll drop his ads for Instagram also in this episode's description. Tando, you want to say anything?
Just be yourself. If you ever think of doing something like this, stay true to yourself.
Do it, bro. Don't hesitate.
Go for it.
Just do it. Yeah. Go for it. Push, bro.
Dala what you must.
Wow. And then obviously for me, I'm going to say the simple things. You don't catch me here again next week. Probably not the same time because this episode is meant to come out on Friday, but I think we've
explained. Hey, but we move.
Life.
We move. I'm just happy it came out in a week. But I think, this is your co-host, Kumo, signing out. Peace.